The Galloper Riffle was trying to restrain Viola Bankfall from reaching Perigord.
Sorry, Mom. You can't see the Major White now. He's busy.
Viola thrust the jaw out belligerently.
Stand aside, young sir, or I'll take a stick to you. I must see your officer right now.
Perigord gestured Riffle to one side.
At your service, Mom. You wanted to see me?
Viola shot Riffle a haughty glance before addressing the Major.
It's our abbess. She's missing. And so are Shad the gatekeeper, Four Maul Diggin, Cracklin the Recall.
Perigord cut her off with a wave of his paw.
Enough, Mom, enough. Just tell me how many altogether.
Well, there's five of them. They're nowhere to be seen. I've searched the Abbey grounds high and low. Now, what do you intend doing about it, sir?
Perigord answered her gently, seeing that Viola was upset.
Begging your pardon, lady, but there ain't a lot I can do. We're about to march off and fight a war, so as you see, I can't spare any beast to go off searching for your friends.
Viola Bankvall's paw waved under the Major's nose as she ticked him off.
Well, that's a fine how-d'ye-do, but mark my words, sir. I will gather more reliable searchers and look for them myself. Good day!
She flounced off through the orchard, calling to the older ones.
Gerbol, come here! I need you to search with me, and you, Mother Buskell, you too, Brother Ginkgo, follow me!
Captain Swayblade chuckled as she rescued the Appleback from her brother.
I say, chaps, I think we'd better stay here and search. Send her off to face the vermin. She'd soon send him packing, what?
Perigord nodded admiringly as he watched Viola bullying half the Abbey elders into service.
Aye, she's a bold, perilous creature, right enough. But to business now. Pask, my dear, would you be good enough to assemble the leaders? We'll have to get geared up and moving shortly.
The last full meal had been produced in Redwall's kitchen by Gowsome Shrewcooks. They had filled six huge cauldrons with a thick stew of leeks, mushroom, carrots, turnips, water shrimp, onions, potatoes, and lots of herbs, enough to feed an army. October ale casks were broached and served in beakers with rough batch loaves and wedges of autumn nut cheese. As the Redwall force ate, Perigord consulted with their chieftains, Skipper of Otters, Logalog of the Gowsome, Gergan Spearback of the Waterhogs, and Arvan, Champion of Redwall, bearing with him the great sword of Martin the Warrior. There was not a lot to say that had not already been said. They all knew what they had to do, and even in the face of overwhelming odds, they were prepared to do it, or go down fighting.